The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Kumasi urges MPs to engage constituents on critical national issues. Ghanaians charge to give God dedicated worship alongside yearning for positive new year. International relations expert expresses doubt about U.S. Secretary of State's diplomatic mission to Middle East. Head of UN peacekeeping mission in Sudan calls for end to fighting. And exiled former Rwandan intelligence chief found dead in hotel room in Johannesburg. But says the summary by Jonathan.
The Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Kumasi, the Most Reverend Gabriel Anochi, has cautioned MPs not to rush to pass bills in 2014 without first seeking the views of the people they represent. In his New Year message, he said it is essential that MPs remember that they are not representing themselves and therefore need to be more accountable to those who voted them into office. Ghanaians have been charged to offer the sacrifice of total obedience to God this New Year. In a sermon, the minister in charge of Osu Church of Christ, Evangelist Kofi Tayua, called on Ghanaians to be dedicated to worshipping God alongside the yearning for positive tidings and blessings. An international relations expert, Daniel Kondo, says he's skeptical about the outcome of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's diplomatic mission to the Middle East. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of Mr. Kerry's mission, Mr. Kondo expressed that the hope that they would be sincere to themselves and maintain world peace and detente. The head of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan is calling for peace talks and an end to fighting in the country. Reports indicate that the humanitarian situation is worsening as the rebels have refused to end hostilities. About 1,000 people are reported dead since the fighting erupted last month between President Salva Kiir's supporters and those of his sacked deputy Riek Machar. An exiled former Rwandan intelligence chief, Patrick Karegeya, has been found dead in a hotel room in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Karegeya, formerly head of Rwanda's Foreign Intelligence Service, had lived in South Africa for the past 6 years. He's accused of involvement in terrorist attacks in the Rwandan capital.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more. The Catholic Metropolitan Archbishop of Kumasi, the Most Reverend Gabriel Anochi, has urged members of parliament to engage their constituents on all critical national issues. He said it is necessary to gauge their sentiments and concerns to better articulate them on the floor of the House. The Archbishop, in his New Year message, said it is essential that MPs remember that they are not representing themselves and therefore need to be more accountable to those who voted them into office. Most Reverend Anochi cautioned MPs not to rush to pass bills in 2014 without first seeking the views of the people on whose mandate they are acting, and called for political tolerance, mutual respect and cooperation among members of the House.
Ghanaians have been charged to offer a sacrifice of total obedience to God in the new year. Delivering a sermon at the Osu Church of Christ, the minister in charge, Evangelist Kofi Tayua, called on Ghanaians to be dedicated to the worship of God alongside their yearnings for positive things in the new year. He reminded Christians that in God's relation with people, he has always tested loyalty, righteousness, and services to mankind. Evangelist Tayua called for unity, hard work, and sacrifice from all Ghanaians to develop the country. He cautioned Christians against the attitude of occasional church attendance, which he said is tantamount to partial obedience to God.
Ministers of the gospel continue to give messages of goodwill and hope in the new year. In his New Year message, the Anglican Bishop of Accra, the Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Tutu, asked Ghanaians to have confidence and trust that the good Lord will prosper the nation.
The psalmist says that people of faith wait for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. They wait for him with firm hope because they know that he will bring light, mercy, and salvation. This waiting was born of the experience of the chosen people who realized that God taught them to look at the world in its truth and not to be overwhelmed by tribulation. It is true that the year now, which has ended, marked by a rising sense of frustration at the crisis looming over our nation, the world of labor and economy. A crisis whose roots are primarily stemming from avarice, greed, and self-centeredness. It seems as if a shadow has fallen over our time, preventing us from clearly seeing the light of day. The new year has dawned. What are you hoping for? Is it a house, a good job, healing, or what? Hope is the thing that gets you through tough times.
Right, Reverend Dr. Mensah Toto, Anglican Bishop of Accra. The pastor in charge of Assemblies of God Church, Kanda, Reverend Emmanuel Aminyinu, urged Ghanaians to always rely on God for their needs.
Faith is a prayer answering God, and is a loving father. When those challenges come, let us not think that we are alone. Let us know that He, God, is with us. And when we call on Him, He will never disappoint us. He will never fail us. He will answer us. Because He's a faithful God. He's a prayer answering God. He's a God of miracle. Whatever blessing we desire, as we call on Him, we will experience that blessing. Oh yes, the 2014, it's only God who knows the plan that He has for us individually, and also what He has for us as a nation, as a whole. And it's His plan that will come to pass. So the only thing we'll do is that we must always be in His presence. We must depend on Him. We must trust Him. We must believe Him. And He will bring us to a successful end.
A former national president of the Apostolic Church of Ghana, the Reverend John Anon Adoti, urged Ghanaians to live according to the principles and precepts of God. They must exhibit the tenets and ethics of their faith.
My appeal to Ghanaians is that let us practice what we have believed. And when we do that, Ghana will be paradise. Ghana will be a place to enjoy, because God has given us everything. Gold, diamond, bauxite, cocoa, oil, what have you. God has given us everything that we require to make us happy. But it is because we are mismanaging these resources. And I want to appeal to our political leaders. I am appealing especially to the two main parties, that Ghana must come first. They must stop their politicking. They have divided the nation. And one day they will be held responsible for the we have voted for them. They should reconcile the nation, have one plan for the nation, plan for education, plan for health, plan for defense, plan for agriculture. The way they plan for their end of service benefits, they should do the same thing for Ghana. And Ghana, God will bless all of us. I wish Ghana a happy new year, a prosperous new year, a year filled of God's favor. God bless our homeland, Ghana.
Those were ministers of God giving their New Year messages.
And Reverend Samuel Frank Odonko of the Darien Baptist Church, Latibi Okoshi, has in his New Year message entreated Ghanaians to be hopeful for a better 2014. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Reverend Odonko recollected some challenges in the past year and charged Ghanaians to pray for the nation.
My message to Ghanaians is that in view of what we have gone through as a nation in the year 2013, with all the difficulties, the stressful life that we are getting to the end of the year too, we had a problem with the increase in utility tariffs. It looks like many Ghanaians have lost hope, but my message is that Ghanaians should hope for the best, because I believe that if we hope for the best and trust our Lord and God, we should be able to go through 2014 in a better way. I believe that God will take care of everything that indeed we lost in the year 2013. So I encourage Ghanaians to continue to pray. Anyone who has hope in God will never be disappointed. Let us trust God and see, because we know that when we have hoped in Him, surely He will answer our prayers and we shall live peacefully and enjoy life better than we did last year. God bless all Ghanaians. God bless our president and everybody else.
You heard Reverend Samuel Frank Odonko of the Darien Baptist Church, Latibi Okoshi.
The year 2014 will be a year of great harvest to all those who work tirelessly towards achieving a goal. Although last year was full of tension as a result of the election petition, this year is exactly the opposite, which will be characterized with all kinds of blessings from God. This was said by the overseer of the King's Commission International, a non-denominational church, Pastor Ebenezer Ama in Accra. We bring you Sylvia Ajomini's report. It is a common belief in Christendom that God reveals future events to the world through His chosen servants, especially during the era of the New Year. Many Christians seek prophets of God to reveal possible outcomes of the future to them, which they believe would help sharpen their destinies. At one of the crossover services in Accra, Pastor Ebenezer Ama, a senior pastor of King's Commission International, gave God's assurance of a blissful year. He said even though the previous year was not full of achievements and fulfillments to some, this year will be fruitful, adding that love towards one another should be the hallmark of Ghanaians.
The year 2014 is a stressful year for the whole nation. Honestly, the year 2013 was a year of tension, a year of threat, but the Lord indeed protected us. There is this peace in this nation. So I would advise that the year 2014, we should abide in love, love each other, cherish our gifts and individual talents and abilities, and encourage each other. Whether you are a politician or a clergy or Christian or Muslim, all of us should come together in love and edge this nation forward.
Pastor Ama also advised the youth to embrace hard work and desist from unacceptable ways of acquiring wealth.
I was talking about hard work. The year 2014, it's not just wishing. It's about working. So I was advising the young ones, quick money will not help, the going for blood money, finding ways to dupe and all that. It won't help. Best way for them to make it in life out from the scratch and to work hard. Hard work always pays. The Bible says that despise not your humble beginning. Doesn't matter how small you start. Diligent man will always stand before. Okay, so I urge the young ones, the youth, to work hard this year. This year is a blessed year. And at the end of this year, each one of us will have a testimony to share.
Senior Pastor of the King's Commission International and Non-Denominational Church, Ebenezer Ama.
This is the 6 o'clock news on Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Kumasi urges MPs to engage constituents on critical national issues. Ghanaians charged to give God dedicated worship alongside yearning for positive new year. International relations experts expresses doubt about U.S. Secretary of State's diplomatic mission to Middle East. Head of UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan calls for end to fighting, and exiled former Rwandan intelligence chief found dead in hotel room in Johannesburg.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The news continues. The Ghana Investment Fund for Electronic Communication, GIFEC, says its project to reach more than 150, it projects to reach more than 150 communities with ICT by the middle of this year. The project, dubbed the Digital Inclusiveness 2014, will avail people in the rural areas with ICT. The administrator of GIFEC, Kofi Atto, made the statement in Accra at a press soiree. He said GIFEC will not relent on its mission.
We are hoping that 2014 will be as good. We want to expand this whole business of ICT and include as many people as possible, both at the public sector and private sector, our artisans, our teachers, our carpenters, our masons. We want to expose them to ICT so that that can inform the way they do their work now. The key area will be digital inclusiveness. We have got a lot of what we call community information centers. 120 operating, another 22 which we have not supplied to computers yet. So we hope that by the middle of next year, we would have had about 150 of all over in the community. But are they just meant for school children? Are just meant for those who are in school? We want the community, the whole community, to be part of it wherever they are. And we need to train people. We're not going to leave it for people to go and look for money to come for it. We'll pay for the training. And the syllabus done is that in 10 days, people should be able to pick up the basic and even start to operate. Like that. All over the country. That's what we have been major new things. The whole thing that we do, supply computers, will continue to do that.
Administrator of GIFEC, Kofi Atto.
An international relations expert, Daniel Condor, has expressed doubt about the outcome of the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's diplomatic mission to the Middle East. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of Mr. Kerry's mission, Mr. Condor expressed a hope that they would be sincere to themselves and maintain world peace and deterrent.
Sincere would not be the word I would want to use, but I think it's just trying to play the role that it thinks the world expects it to play as the most powerful nation on earth. I don't see any lack of sincerity in that. Well, we might be expecting too much from that country, but I think what has been done so far is just a way of trying to show that some efforts are being made by it to stem the tide of global insecurity.
Daniel Condor on world peace in the new year.
The head of the UN peace mission in South Sudan has called for an end to fighting in the country and for peace talks to be given a chance. Reports say humanitarian situation is worsening. At least 1,000 people have died since fighting erupted last month between supporters of President Salva Kiir and those of his sacked deputy Riek Machar. Both sides have sent delegations to talks in Ethiopia, but so far the rebels have not agreed to end hostilities. Meanwhile, Mr. Kiir has declared a state of emergency in two parts of the country affected by fighting and where rebels have taken control of large areas.
Two car bombs have exploded outside a hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu, killing at least 10 people. The blasts were at the Jazeera Hotel, which is frequented by Somali politicians and foreigners. Reports say the blasts were followed by exchanges of fire between security forces and the attackers. The Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, which was driven out of Mogadishu in 2011, said it carried out the attack. The Al-Qaeda-linked group still controls many southern and central areas of the country and continue to launch attacks on the capital.
At least three people have died as residents threw grenades and torch homes following clashes between supporters of the Seleka and Antibalaka in the Central African Republic. French and African troops deployed in the country have struggled to stop the tit-for-tat violence between the mainly Muslim Seleka, who seized power in March, and predominantly Christian Antibalaka fighters that killed more than 1,000 people in December. Residents of Bangui said Seleka fighters wearing civilian clothes threw grenades at the houses of those thought to be Christians in the northern city of the country of the district. Christian youth then launched a reprisal attack, burning the nearby homes of people thought to be Muslims.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited the city of Volgograd, the site of this week's two suicide bombings that left 34 people dead. Mr. Putin laid flowers at the scene of one of the bombings and visited survivors at a hospital in the city yesterday and comments before a meeting with officials of the Interior Ministry and Federal Security Bureau. Mr. Putin said there is no justification for the attack. He said the abomination of crimes that were committed in Volgograd does not need any additional commentary. Sunday's bombing killed 18 people, while Monday's blast on a trolley bus left 16 dead. Volgograd has been under heavy security since the attacks, with authorities deploying more than 5,000 security personnel in and around the city.
Exiled former Rwandan intelligence chief Patrick Karegeya has been found dead in a Johannesburg hotel room. He was stripped of the rank of colonel after falling out with his former ally, Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Mr. Kagame had accused him of involvement in terrorist attacks in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Mr. Karegeya, formerly head of Rwandan's Foreign Intelligence Service, had survived in South Africa for the past 6 years. There is no confirmation by his party they had been murdered. A fellow exile dissident, the former Rwandan army chief, has survived two assassination attempts since fleeing to South Africa in 2010.
And now we end the news with a quick recap of our major stories. The Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Kumasi, the Most Reverend Gabriel Anochi, has cautioned MPs not to rush to pass bills in 2014 without first seeking the views of the people they represent. Ghanaians have been charged to offer the sacrifice of total obedience to God this new year. In a sermon, the minister in charge of Osu Church of Christ, Evangelist Kofiteria, called on Ghanaians to be dedicated to worshipping God alongside the yearning for positive tidings and blessings. An international relations expert, Daniel Condor, says he is skeptical about the outcome of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's diplomatic mission to the Middle East. The head of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan is calling for peace talks and an end to fighting in the country. Reports indicate that humanitarian situation is worsening as rebels in the country refuse to end hostilities. An exiled former Rwandan intelligence chief, Patrick Karegeya, has been found dead in a hotel room in Johannesburg, South Africa. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Baba Yakubu in Accra.